Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The E-Myth, revisited by Michael E. Gerber, is a foundational business book that challenges a common assumption that technical skill in a craft naturally translates into running a successful company. Gerber argues that many small businesses fail not because owners lack talent or effort, but because they operate like overworked technicians rather than leaders building a system. Using an accessible, story-driven approach, the book examines the day-to-day chaos that emerges when a founder tries to do everything, makes decisions reactively, and depends on personal heroics instead of repeatable processes. It introduces a practical way to think about business as a product, something that can be designed, tested, and improved. The result is a framework for creating predictability, freeing the owner from constant firefighting, and building an enterprise that can grow without collapsing under complexity. It is widely read by entrepreneurs, managers, and consultants seeking clarity on how to turn a job into a scalable company. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the core myth that traps entrepreneurs. Gerber's central idea is that many people start businesses for the wrong reason. They assume that being good at the work means they will be good at the business. This is the entrepreneurial myth, the belief that a talented baker can automatically run a bakery or a great mechanic can automatically run an auto shop. The book explores how this misunderstanding leads to a predictable pattern of stress. The owner becomes the bottleneck, customer experience varies with the owner's energy, and growth increases problems instead of solving them. The business becomes a demanding job rather than an asset. Gerber distinguishes the ongoing tension between three roles that live inside the owner: the technician who wants to do the work, the manager who wants order, and the entrepreneur who envisions the future. When the technician dominates, the company relies on personal effort and informal habits, which breaks down as complexity grows. By naming this trap and explaining why it happens, the book gives readers a diagnostic lens. The goal is to shift from personality-driven operations to purpose-driven design, where the business can deliver results consistently regardless of who is working that day. Secondly, working on the business, not just in it, a major theme is the difference between performing tasks and building the machine that performs tasks. Gerber argues that owners often spend nearly all their time in urgent work, serving customers, handling crises, and filling gaps, leaving little time for planning, improvement, or training. The book reframes the owner's job as designing the business, defining how work should be done, choosing what the company stands for, and shaping systems that create reliable outcomes. This shift changes daily priorities. Instead of solving the same problems repeatedly, the owner creates processes that prevent those problems from recurring. Instead of personally guaranteeing quality, the owner defines standards and checks that enforce it. Instead of improvising marketing, the owner builds a predictable method for attracting and serving customers. In this model, a business becomes a set of coordinated systems such as lead generation, sales, delivery, customer service, finance, and hiring. The practical takeaway is a mindset change. Time spent documenting, measuring, and refining processes is not overhead. It is the core investment that converts effort into results. Over time, this approach can reduce burnout and increase the company's ability to scale. Thirdly, the franchise prototype and the power of systems. Gerber introduces the franchise prototype as a way to think about building a business that can be replicated. The point is not that every company should franchise, but that every company should operate as if it could. This forces clarity. If the business had to succeed with average, not exceptional, people, what would need to be written down, standardized, and trained? The book emphasizes systems as the pathway to consistency, documented procedures, clear roles, checklists, and performance standards that make outcomes dependable. This approach also improves customer trust because the experience becomes predictable. For the owner, it means the company can run without constant oversight, reducing the need for heroics. The franchise mindset also encourages simplification. Processes should be designed to be teachable and measurable, not dependent on individual genius. Gerber links systems to the brand promise, what the customer should reliably receive every time. By focusing on the easiest to follow method that produces the desired result, the owner transforms the business from a collection of personal preferences into an operating model. This topic also highlights the long-term value of a business that can function independently, a key factor if the owner ever wants to step back, grow locations, or eventually sell. Fourthly, building the business around a clear vision and objective, beyond processes, the book stresses that a small business needs a guiding vision that informs all decisions. Gerber encourages owners to define their primary aim, what they want their life to look like, along with a strategic objective for the company. This combination connects personal purpose to business design, preventing the common situation where a business grows, but the owner's life gets worse. With a clear objective, the company can set priorities, what kind of customers to serve, what value proposition to emphasize, and what standards matter most. The vision also helps structure the organization. Instead of hiring reactively, roles can be designed based on the systems the business needs. Instead of chasing every opportunity, the company can choose initiatives aligned with its identity. The topic emphasizes that clarity reduces decision fatigue and conflict because it provides criteria for trade-offs. Vision is not treated as vague motivation, but as a practical tool for defining the business model and culture. When the aim is explicit, it becomes easier to build routines that support it, such as operating schedules, communication rhythms, metrics, and training. In this way, vision and systems reinforce each other. Vision defines the destination, systems provide the repeatable path. Lastly, creating a scalable organization through roles, training, and metrics. Gerber's framework leads naturally to the question of how to grow without chaos. The book addresses scalability by focusing on roles rather than people and on training rather than tribal knowledge. When work is defined through procedures, job descriptions become clearer, onboarding becomes faster, and performance becomes easier to evaluate. The owner can then spend less time supervising and more time improving systems. Metrics are part of this picture because what gets measured can be managed. Even simple indicators, such as lead flow, conversion rates, delivery time, rework, customer satisfaction signals, and cash cycle timing, can turn vague problems into fixable ones. The book also suggests that organization design should support the customer experience. Each role and handoff should protect quality and consistency. A scalable business needs feedback loops, ways to spot errors early and continuously improve. This topic is especially relevant for businesses stuck at a plateau, where the founder's capacity is maxed out and growth feels risky. By formalizing operations, the company can add staff without multiplying confusion. Over time, the business becomes less dependent on the founder's presence and more dependent on an operating system, enabling growth, delegation, and resilience during transitions. In conclusion, this book is best for small business owners, solo operators, freelancers moving toward hiring, managers in growing firms, and aspiring entrepreneurs who want to avoid turning a business into an exhausting job. It is also useful for consultants and coaches who need a clear framework for diagnosing why a company is stuck in cycles of firefighting. The main benefit is practical. It helps readers shift from doing everything themselves to building a company that produces consistent results through design. By emphasizing roles, systems, and a clear strategic objective, the book can improve daily operations, customer experience, and the owner's quality of life. Readers often come away with a new way to prioritize time, focusing on documentation, training, and measurement rather than constant improvisation. Compared to many business books that lean heavily on inspiration or a single tactic, The E-Myth Revisited stands out for offering an operating philosophy that applies across industries. It does not depend on trends, venture funding, or complex theory. Its value is in turning abstract ideas about entrepreneurship into concrete decisions about how the business should run, making it worth buying as a repeatable reference during growth, hiring, and process improvement. If you would like to support Michael E. Gerber, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.